அறிவு ஒன்று அறநின்று அறிவார் அறிவில் பிரிவொன்று அறநின்ற பிரானலையோ, செறிவொன்று அறவந்து இருளை சிதைய வெறிவென்றவரோடு உறும் வேலவனே. ஹாய் அபூர்வா, வி ஆர் நாவ் அட் த சமிட். இஃப் தி என்டயர் கந்தர் அனுபூதி வாஸ் அ மவுண்டன் கிளைம், திஸ் வர்ஸ் இஸ் த மோமெண்ட் யூ ஸ்டெப் ஆஃப் த கிளிஃப் அண்ட் ரியலைஸ் யூ கேன் ஃப்ளை. இட்ஸ் அபவுட் த டோட்டல் கொலாப்ஸ் ஆஃப் தி ஒப்சர்வர்.
தி ஓப்பனிங் லைன் இஸ் பாராடாக்சிக்கல் வேதாந்த். அறிவு ஒன்று அறநின்று அறிவார். He says we must stand devoid of knowledge to truly know. Isn't that like saying we have to be blind to see?
In a spiritual sense, yes, Apurva. The knowledge he wants us to lose is the expert mind, the ego that says, I am a seeker, I am meditating on God. As long as there is an I doing the seeking, there is a distance. When that I knowledge dissolves, ஒன்று அற, முருகா manifests as பிரிவு ஒன்று அறநின்ற பிரான், the Lord who stands without even a microscopic gap between him and you.
Without a gap, that's a heavy concept. Can we visualize this merger without the usual salt and water cliche?
Think of a cold iron rod thrust in a roaring furnace. Initially, the iron is black, cold, and distinct from the flames. But as it stays in the fire, it begins to glow red, then white. At that peak moment, the iron possesses the heat of the fire, and the fire possesses the shape of the iron. You cannot touch the iron without touching the fire. They are one without being identical.
That's incredible. So the soul, the iron, becomes divine in nature without losing its core.
Exactly. And in that white-hot union, the irul, or darkness of ignorance, simply disintegrates, sidaya. But Muruga only enters this union with those who are very venravadoda, those who have conquered the frenzy of worldly lust and material obsession.
So once the noise of the world stops, the soul becomes like that iron in the furnace, vibrating with the same frequency as the divine spear, veil?
Precisely. It's no longer a conversation between a devotee and a god. It's just pure, radiant existence.
Great. So what's today's snapshot?
Today's takeaways. 1. Non-dual union, Advaita Nilai. True wisdom is not about collecting information about God. It's about the total removal of the self so that only God remains. 2. The fire metaphor. Like iron in a furnace, a devotee who conquers worldly frenzies of veri becomes indistinguishable from the divine light. 3. End of separation. When the knower disappears, the separation pirivu vanishes, leaving behind a speechless experience of oneness.
That iron in the fire analogy is perfect. It makes the merger feel energetic and alive rather than just disappearing.
Exactly. Spirituality isn't about becoming nothing. It's about becoming everything. Okay, Apurva. See you tomorrow with verse 50.